Now that the Boy Scouts of America has decided to open its doors to girls, the Girl Scouts are ramping up to make sure families know the difference between the two groups. We sat down with Sherry Chang, the executive director of Hawaii's Girl Scouts. She also used to sit on the board of the Boy Scouts, so she brings a bird's eye view.
One of the interesting stories about Girl Scouts in Hawaii is that Girl Scouts from day one was an all-inclusive organization. And a teacher at Kamehameha School for Girls recognized that Hawaiian girls in those days, these are the early 1900s, were considered girls of color. Girls of color couldn't belong to any national organization except Girl Scouts. So she contacted them. She wanted the girls to be a part of it. They signed her up. She became Troop 1. Another troop started soon after in Kaka'ako. And Queen Liliuokalani actually sponsored both Troop 1 and Troop 2. So we were the first Hawaiian girls. We also brought in the first Chinese girls, first Japanese girls. Hawaii was really at the forefront because we had Girl Scouts here before California even had Girl Scouts.
So really it's an incredible history.
Yes. We celebrated our 100th anniversary in Hawaii last year.
And so what is it about being in an environment with all girls? Because I went to an all-girls high school. But explain to people who maybe don't understand why that's so important.
In order for girls to develop the confidence and their leadership capabilities, it's really important to be in a supportive environment that actually advocates for that and teaches them skill sets on how to deal with competitive situations and how to fend for themselves and how to step beyond what their comfort zone might be. A good example is in the STEM field. Girls, especially in Hawaii, when they reach middle school, start faltering in math and science. And the reason is not because their brain power isn't the same, it's they don't have the confidence in themselves. So we think it's extremely important. We start STEM building skills in kindergarten for young girls. We hold major events and do STEM professionals throughout, bringing them in to teach the girls all of these different skills, because that will help them. It's been proven, the national research, that it proves that they not only are more confident in their own capabilities and abilities, but they actually do better in school. They actually earn more money when they go out into the workforce. They're better citizens. They vote more. They do a lot of things that are very positive. So it's really important for us to keep motivating them and getting them involved in an environment where it's a very safe environment, but an environment where they can actually grow leadership skills. And that's what they're going to need when they go out into the workforce. In the last 10 years, Girl Scouts' STEM has been one of our major pillars. We have our outdoor experience and adventure. We have our entrepreneurship and financial literacy. We have our life skills and then STEM. And the one thing that we've made a commitment as a national organization is in the next 10 years, we will put 2 million young women into STEM career opportunities. They will be the workforce of the future for STEM.
How are you looking at the situation where the Boy Scouts are opening their doors to attract girls?
It's more of an education process, I think, with parents. There are some not so great recruiting tactics that are going on that are confusing people and giving false information out. And I think it's really important if the parents really understand and have young girls understand what the challenges that girls learn differently, the way they develop their emotional skills and everything are a little bit different than boys. And that's what the Girl Scout program addresses. And the difference is we have national research that backs up our entire program all the way from kindergarten up through 12th grade. The Boy Scouts don't have that. They're throwing the girls into a boys program. Well, that's not going to benefit the girls. That's just throwing girls into a boys program. Our program is specifically designed to help the girls develop skill sets that will help them on leadership and other issues that they'll address when they get older. When you look at the results of Girl Scouts, when over 80% of today's current female tech leaders were all Girl Scouts, over 90% of every female astronaut was a Girl Scout, 100% of every female Secretary of State, 76% of every senator was a female senator was Girl Scout, and over although two just resigned recently of the Fortune 500 companies, unfortunately, but of the female leaders, over 70% of female leaders in Fortune 500 companies were Girl Scouts. That shows you that there's something about that program that gives girls that confidence that they can achieve anything and helps them get outside that comfort zone.
I was reading some of those articles, and the concern was with these women CEOs stepping back, that there was still the glass ceiling.
That's one of the things, and I certainly encountered that in my career several times. But we teach the young girls about mentorship and support systems. if we actually have videos for the older girls on how to work in business with other women, because we want them to be supportive of each other. You can be competitive, but still be supportive. You don't have to stab someone in the back to get ahead. And that's another thing that we do try and work with the girls, to be help each other out. And mentorship is so important in Girl Scouts. I mean, we bring in at our STEM Fest, we bring in 119 STEM professionals. 99 of them are women. And we do that on purpose. We want those girls to see role models that they can too achieve what these women have achieved. And so that's another situation that Girl Scouts is really strong in. We are the world's largest girl leadership program. We also are the world's largest girl entrepreneurial program in our cookie program, because that's more than just selling cookies. But we have already gone into the 21st century with all of our programs and everything. We've developed national partnerships with NASA, with SETI, with Palo Alto Networks, with Raytheon. We're actually teaching from kindergarten on up about cybersecurity. We're teaching from NASA and Raytheon about astronomy and space. The future is all going to be about information technology. And so we want these girls to be ahead of the game, because not every school, unfortunately, goes beyond robotics when it comes to STEM. And there's a lot more to STEM than just robotics. So we incorporate all of that into the programming for the girls. So these national partnerships, when the North Face comes out and actually just signed a program nationally with Girl Scouts and is working with us in Hawaii to develop more adventure programs for girls, they said, we see the future explorers of the world being female. Palo Alto Network said, if we had to look at the ideal employee who would be designing the security, defense security, and code for the United States, who would we pick? They said, Girl Scouts. And so they've developed an entire program with Girl Scouts for that now. So we know we're progressive, we know we're innovative, and we are able to bring these partnerships in on the local level as well to help our young girls take advantage of it.
You know, we talk about the glass ceiling, and there were just some headlines about a school in Japan that was lowering the scores of their female students because they just thought there were too many women applying to doctors.
Well, and I think that's what's so important about the differences between Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. I mean, Girl Scouts has always been about helping young women develop leadership capability and to move ahead. That's not the case with Boy Scouts. Girls weren't even addressed until this year. So you have to look at the subtle nature. What does that messaging mean? And the messaging is, maybe girl leadership isn't what they're as concerned about as Girl Scouts is. We are concerned about that. We want them to be the future leaders. And if we come in with the numbers that we're coming in into the STEM fields and everything, we will be the leaders. We're already the leaders in so many of these other areas. I mean, to think of 80% of current female tech leaders, we're all Girl Scouts. I mean, that's telling you that entrepreneurship, that ability to go beyond the norm and stretch your imagination and do things differently, they've developed those skill sets for Girl Scouts. This is a kind of a funny thing. So when the Boy Scouts made the decision to accept girls, one of the first calls they made was to the cookie manufacturers to see if they could also sell cookies.
Really?
And that just told me they don't get it, because it's not about selling cookies. It's about developing 5 business skills. It's developing money management, financial literacy, goal setting, people skills, business ethics. That's what the cookie program. We actually have Cookie University here in Hawaii. We have some of the top female leaders in Hawaii come and talk to the girls and teach them these skill sets, which they then use in that cookie program. So it's a program. It's not a fundraiser. It's a program. They were looking at it just from the monetary. But see, that's the difference in how they're looking at things. And it's very irritating to us that happens. But fortunately, the cookie manufacturers have said no so far. So let's hope they keep that way.
Is there anything else you want to share just about, let's say, businesses that establish some kind of pipeline with the Girl Scouts organization?
Well, I think that's one of the great things about these new national partnerships, because we're bringing them to the local level. Like, we're currently working with NASA, and we're currently working with Raytheon. We're currently working with a lot of these organizations. But even simple things as at our STEM camp, we have entomologists there all the time. Well, one of our girls just got an internship during the summer and now a scholarship to college to become an entomologist. One of our girls last year ended up with and she was at a very good private school, but she was not on on the STEM track. Everything she learned about STEM was through Girl Scouts. Well, she ended up being at Cape Canaveral as an intern last year, is becoming a biomedical engineer, getting scholarships. I mean, it's actually opening up more doors for girls than they would come across through their schools and their normal networks. One of the great things that Girl Scouts develop is we have one of the most sophisticated technology platforms for volunteers. I've never seen it with any other nonprofit organization. So we bring in our leaders. Even if they weren't Girl Scouts, it can plan out a year's worth of activities for them, teaching them the supplies they need, the, you know, all of the activities that they need to do to keep that interest in the different programs. There are some leaders who are more adventuresome than others, and so we remind the parents that if this isn't the right fit for you, we'll help you find the troop that fits you if you want to do more adventure scouting and things like that. We are very big into that as well. And that's where the North Face has come in with 12 new adventure badges for the Girl Scouts.
And then in this day and age when we start to see a lot of the schools go co-ed, you know, which had been, you know, single gender, you know, what does that say about the Girl Scouts?
I don't think it says anything. I think that's why we are a great complement to those schools, because the girls, what they can't necessarily achieve in school, they're finding a support system in Girl Scouts that helps them reach beyond what they might be able to in school.
That was Sherry Chang, head of the Girl Scouts of Hawaii. For links to information about the program, head over to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.